In this week's parasha, is parasha's Mishpatim. I like to say whenever we come to parasha's Mishpatim every year, that the floodgates open. What does that mean? It means as follows. Until now, we had very few mitzvahs in the entire Torah. We had a couple in Sefer Bereishis, only a few more last week in parasha's Yisro. In this week's parasha, there are no less than 53 mitzvahs. 5-3, wow. An amazing, just floodgates start opening up, and the mitzvahs come one after the other. Evan Ivry, boom, boom, mitzvah after mitzvah, the entire parasha almost until the end is just a list of mitzvahs. And it causes us to ask ourselves a very, very basic fundamental question about Yiddishkeit, which is, what is the purpose of mitzvahs? Why did Hashem give us mitzvahs? We have so many of them. What's the idea behind mitzvahs? And before we even get started, there's a very beautiful teaching of Chazal, which teaches us, Lo nitnu ha-mitzvos ela litzaref ba'enas abrios, which means mitzvahs were given to refine us, to make us better people. Mitzvahs were given to help us refine our character, to perfect our character, to make us into better people. I'd like to just take a sampling of a couple of quick mitzvahs in the parasha with you and show you a very, very important fundamental idea that exists in some of these mitzvahs. And then I'd like to show us how relevant and how precious of an idea this is for us in our lives. One of the mitzvahs in this week's parasha, in no order, is the mitzvah of lending money to a poor person. Torah says in the parasha, Im kesef talveres ami, someone's poor, going through a difficult time. They don't even be poor. They have to make a wedding. Weddings cost lots of money, thousands and thousands. They don't have $100,000 in their savings account to pay for all the costs. And you have it, Baruch Hashem. You know what the Torah says? You have to give it to them. Not a choice. It's not like if you want to, give it. If not, not. There's a mitzvah in the Torah. And if someone needs money, and you have the money, you must. It's a mitzvah. Like there's a mitzvah to eat kosher, and a mitzvah to keep Shabbos. There's a mitzvah in the Torah to lend money. Now what's the idea behind lending money? So there's a gorgeous comment on the Sefer HaChinuch. Sefer HaChinuch goes to each of the mitzvahs and tells you what's behind the shorash of the mitzvah. What's the root of the mitzvah? Listen to these gorgeous words. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, shorash ha-mitzvah. Listen please carefully. Sherotza Akel, God wants Leo's bruav, that his people should, his creation should be milumadim, accustomed, umurgalim b'midas ha-chesed v'rachamim. God wants to train us to be people that are bali chesed, that have mercy on others. Ki mida meshubachas. You know why? It's a beautiful mida, the mida of chesed. The mida of mercy is a beautiful trait. God wants us to have that trait. And listen carefully, says the Chinuch, and when we incorporate this trait into ourselves, you know what happens? We become fit. We become kalim. We become utensils that are worthy of Hashem's bracha. As he explains a lot of times, Hashem is good. And Hashem gives good to those who are good. So how do you become good? You do the mitzvahs. The mitzvahs refine you. They make you better. And then you become worthy of the good that Hashem, who is good, wants to give to those who are good. So the mitzvahs make you better, they refine you, they give you the midah of chesed, tzedaka. And now I become a better person, and Hashem says, okay, you're a better person, I'm going to give you schar in this world, and in the world to come. He says an incredible thing. He says, if it weren't for this reason, I don't know why Hashem made anybody poor. Why does God need poor people in this world? Hashem isn't capable of taking care of the poor ones also? What? Hashem isn't capable of supporting everybody? Only the rich people can take care of? He can't take care of people that are underprivileged, that are making less than the mean of the economic range? The answer is Hashem can take care of anybody. Why? Why does Hashem make poor people? To do a chesed for us, to make us bali chesed. I don't know about you guys, but sometimes there are knocks on my door at night. And those knocks usually mean one thing. We need money. For whatever reason, money because I have a big family and I can't pay my bills, money because someone's going through challenging times, lost their job, Hashem Yerachim. Most people, when someone knocks on the door, their usual reaction is like, again? He's here again? That guy? And it's like annoying for us. I have to go back to the door, put a smile on my face maybe, or maybe even not, and like give him, you know, a few shekels. Chevra, next time I come to your door, you know what you should think to yourself? Wow, what an opportunity. What an opportunity Hashem gave me to work on myself to be a Baal Chesed. Hashem gave me a chance to refine my midos to become more of a Baal Chesed. That's what Hashem wants of us. He wants us to become Baal Chesed. The mitzvahs are given to make us into Baal midos, Baal Chesed. One more example, and there are many others. There's a mitzvah in the Torah, and this is parasha, not to oppress an orphan or a widow. An orphan or a widow. Why not? Why shouldn't you oppress an orphan or a widow? You shouldn't oppress anybody. An orphan or a widow, who cares about them? Of course we care about them, but what? And a non-orphan or a regular person, it's okay to oppress? Of course not. You know what the Torah says? Listen carefully. The orphan, his father's not there to help him out. The widow, her husband's not there to help her out. You know what? By definition, they're more vulnerable. They're more fragile. And therefore, the Torah wants to train us again to become Bali Midos, Bali Chesed, says Sefer HaChinuch again. He wants us to become those people to acquire the Midah of Chesed and Rachamim in our souls. Wow! That's why Hashem says, don't oppress an orphan or a widow. And there are so many other mitzvahs like the Torah and this is Parsha that point to this idea of helping us become not just people that do Chesed, listen carefully please, but people that have the Midah of Chesed ingrained inside of us. We become Baalei Chesed. We become owners, masters of Chesed. Chesed, that's literally part and parcel of whom we are. Before I tell you an incredible story that I heard last night, an incredible story, a mind-boggling story, I want to share with you one beautiful idea from the Sefer called Tomer Devora. Who wrote the Sefer Tomer Devora? Rav Moshe Cordovero, one of the great Mekubalim. Giant Talmud Chacham, Mekubal. The first paragraph of this beautiful Sefer describes the Midos of Hashem. Hashem has different qualities, and we're supposed to imitate the Midos of Hashem. And the sixth Midah of Hashem is called Ki Chafetz Chesed Hu. God wants kindness. That means as follows. Even if sometimes we are not deserving of that kindness, says the Tomer Devora, Hashem wants to do kindness. So even if maybe we don't deserve the kindness, Hashem still says, you know what? I want to do chesed, even though we're not deserving of that chesed. That's how Hashem acts with us. We don't always deserve His kindness, but Hashem is just constantly flowing kindness out to us. And Hashem says to us, you know what? Be like me, Hashem says. Even when other people around you may not deserve the chesed, be a Baal chesed. Do the chesed for them, even if they don't deserve it. I don't know, your kid. Your kid comes and tries to push your buttons. It happens to me sometimes in my house. Sometimes. Some kids of mine. Once in a while, push my buttons. They want to see like how far they could push the limits with me. You know? So, I don't know. So I'll be sitting at the table, and my son will be, one of my children will be sitting at the table. I won't say which one, doesn't matter. And he'll just like take his food on his plate and throw it. Push the buttons. So there's two options. One option is to be like, what are you doing? It's disgusting. That's not how we behave. The other option is to go over to the kid, kiss him on the head and say, I love you, we'll call him Yanko. That's not my kid's name. I love you, Yanko. You're the sweetest kid in the wide world. You know what he might do again? He may throw it again. He may throw more food. Just to get your, can I push a little further? You know what? Two choices. One, you can just rip it in. Or you can, you know what? Hashem wants us to be Baal Chesed. That means that even if someone doesn't deserve our Chesed, we're meant to be Baal Chesed. By both sides. That's the midah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the midah that Hashem wants us to incorporate in ourselves, that we become people that just naturally look for opportunities to do chesed. Lest you may think to yourself, what am I? In Israel, there's a beautiful, not a beautiful word, there's a word called a friar. You know what a friar is? Who knows what a friar is? Well, I'll teach you what a friar is. I'll give you an example. I'll put friar into a sentence for you. If my son asks my daughter, can you please get me a tissue from the bathroom? So my daughter will say back, could say back to my son, what am I, a friar? What am I, a friar? Do it yourself. She wouldn't say that. But a friar is like, you know, like, what, I should be a shvata? Someone's spitting on me and I should do chesed? My kid's throwing spitballs at the table and I should be like, okay, I love you, kiss you, be a baal chesed. Well, why? Listen to a beautiful story, I will say, that could change your life. Never expenses a lot. This could change your life, the story. It really could. When you do chesed, you don't lose out. Listen to an incredible story I heard last night. Listen to an unbelievable story. One of the greatest gedolim of our times, and lived in America. He built, one of the most people most responsible for building Torah in America, is a gadol by the name of Aaron Cutler. He started the yeshiva in Lakewood with a few students. Now there's thousands and thousands there in Lakewood, but there are only a few. Rav Cutler's son was named Shneir Cutler. Shneir Cutler's son, Rav Aaron's grandson, is the current yeshiva, one of the current yeshiva in Lakewood, Rav Malkiel Cutler. Okay. Everyone knows that Rav Aaron Cutler had one son, Rav Shneir Cutler. It's well known. Most people don't know they had a second son. The second son, his name was Meir. Rav Meir Cutler. He was destined to be great. Rav Aaron Cutler's son, the Gadol Hador's son, destined for greatness, a genius. He was very, very young, 20, 21 years old, got engaged, and unfortunately didn't feel well. They went to the doctors, did a battery of tests, and found out, unfortunately, he had otomachla, he had cancer, unfortunately. They go to the doctor says, you have zero chance of survival, zero chance to live. He was engaged to a girl already. The girl's family doesn't know what to do. Should we go through a marriage with a man that has zero chance to live? He's a great giant, but how could I marry this person now? I'm going to be a Asit Shiva. She said to herself, Asit Shiva, as a young girl, so young, I can't do it. Her family says, you know what? Rav Moshe Feinstein's alive. Let's go to Rav Moshe Feinstein, that's all, and ask him what to do. Whatever he says to do, we'll do. They go to Moshe Feinstein. Moshe Feinstein says to the girl, listen, when you get married to a person in this world, it's not only about this world. There's eternity. You're connected, soulmates forever. He's tzaddik, this man. You know what? Maybe you should marry him. You'll never know. Marry him. Wow. But Moshe Feinstein said, marry him. She says, okay, I'm going to marry him. The wedding happens. Who's Mesadik Kedushin? Who's going to be the one officiating the wedding? Moshe Feinstein. Very, very emotional wedding, if you can imagine. The chassan, the mayor color of Aaron's son, is sick. Very, very sick, under the chuppah. Very, very emotional chuppah. After the chuppah, Moshe Feinstein turns to the chassan kala and wish them the following thing. I want you, we just said in Shavuot Baruch Hu, you should merit to build a binyan adayad, an eternal house together. I wish you a bracha that you should have children and you should build a binyan adayad. He wasn't meant to live, this man. He had his days were numbered. Lo and behold, 9 months later, they have a baby boy. Wow. A baby boy. The bris, amazing. After the bris, they make a calculation. The Moshe Feinstein said he should have children. They had one child. He goes to his wife. This American goes to his wife and says, listen, Moshe Feinstein said children. That means two children. Let's make a deal. Let's not live together as husband and wife for 15 years. And in 15 years, we'll have another child. I'll be able to live and learn for 15 years. And then we'll have another child. They went back to Moshe Feinstein. They decided, that's not how Hashem works. You don't play deals with Hashem. 15 years, you live, you have mitzvah puravu, do what you can. Lo and behold, I have a second child. Two children in a very short time. 10 days after the second child is born, the Meir Cutler passes away. Leaves two children in this world, and an almana. During the Shiva, she's sitting Shiva. The Bluj of her Rebbe, one of the great tzaddikim who survived the Shoah, the Holocaust, comes to Menachem Avot, to this widow who's sitting Shiva for her husband. And she says to him the following thing. He says to her, he said, listen, you're luckier than I am. Why? He said, because you have a matzeva, you have a stone, a tombstone to remember your husband by. My children that were killed in the Holocaust, I have nothing to remember them by. And you have children. You had two children with this man. I have nothing remaining. She turns to the Bluj Rebbe and says, wow, you comforted me. Nichamtani, nichamtani, you comforted me. Thank you so much. Okay, Shiva's over. She decides, you know what? She wants to get remarried. Not right away, a few months after, years after. She wants to get remarried. She finds a man. The man has a family of his own children. She has her two children. She gets married to the second man. And she wants to continue to build the family a little bit further. 1 year, no children. 2 years, no children. 3 years, 5 years, no children. They go to the top doctors in America to help have children, fertility. Even though they had children of their own, they wanted to have children together. Nothing's happening. They go to the top doctor in America. Listen to what the top doctor says to them. I've been working on fertility issues and cases for the past dozens of years. I could tell you that biologically, there's 0% chance that this woman standing in front of me is able to have a child. Impossible. She's physically unable to have children. What? What does that mean? Let's do the math and the story together. That means she did a chesed. What was her chesed? She married this Meir Cutler, thinking, you know what? I'm doing a chesed. After all, who knows what it's going to be? She was unable to have children herself. And Moshe Feinstein's bracha gave her children of her own. She had children, Baruch Hashem, of her own that are still alive to this day, that are lighting up the world in their own special way. Besides the fact that a person who does chesed engenders, gets the midah of chesed. When you do chesed, you never lose. When you're a Baal Chesed, you never lose. I'm not saying it's always as dramatic as in this story. I'm not saying it's always as dramatic as, wow, you know, you're able to have children even though you can't have children. You never lose when you do chesed. So aside from the fact that Hashem wants us to do chesed, aside from the fact that it refines us and makes us better people, you never lose out. It's worth it. Sometimes it looks like someone's throwing spitballs in your face. I should do chesed to him. The answer is yes. Play the higher road. Be a Baal Chesed. Act like a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Hashem does chesed with us. We don't deserve it. Most of the time, probably don't deserve it. But Hashem still says, I'm doing more chesed and more chesed for you. That's what Mishpatim is about. That's the mitzvot that we hear. We learn about in this parasha. They're here to refine us, to make us better, to make us greater. We should be zocher rabosai, b'ezras Hashem, to be true Baal Chesed, walking in the ways of Hashem. Amen.